Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee to order on May 18, 2006 at 8:32 p.m. And this evening, the agenda that we have before us is first approval of the agenda, roll call, approval of the agenda, approval of minutes, PNB report back, working groups report back, which includes bylaws, code of conduct, contracts, and policies and procedures, a discussion around recording roll call votes in the minutes, and a discussion around a PNB personnel committee. Can we go ahead and move to the roll call?
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Kim Brown. A.C. Bird. Jade Campbell. Mark Hernandez. Bob Lederer.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Rosalinda Montez Palacios. Sid Phelps. George Ryder. Serene Roberts.
Here.
Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Whitney Schroll.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
Okay, we have eight people, and that's a quorum.
Did you call Mark Hernandez?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody here whose name I didn't call? Guess not.
Okay, thanks, Arpal. We'll now move into approval of the agenda, and the agenda is as was previously read. So I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Julie?
Yes. Yeah,
did everyone receive Mary Berg's item, which is a question really for governance that can perhaps be also under new business, on who can be part of our ad hoc committees? Because she has demonstrated an interest in joining, I can't remember what she said, bylaws and code of conduct, I think. And she is a PMB member, but she's not a member of this committee, but who can form part of ad hoc? That's her question. So perhaps we could add that to new business as well.
Okay, and that was ad hoc members of the working groups, correct?
Right. I mean, who can be on those working groups? In those working groups,
okay.
As an ad hoc committee.
Where would we? Is that an amendment, or where are we putting that?
Under new business.
New business, okay.
Yeah, the three new business items are the roll call votes, PNB personnel committee, and now we're adding ad hoc members of working groups. Do you want to set a time for that, Lydia?
No, it wasn't my item for that one, and for the personnel, I would say. I don't know if that's controversial or not, maybe 10 minutes.
For personnel, I had allocated 15.
Oh, had you? Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll go ahead and put 15 for the ad hoc members of the working group at this point.
Okay.
Okay, so there's that amendment on the floor. Is there anything else? Okay, why don't we go ahead and vote on...
One thing before we go there.
Uh-huh.
Who made the amendment?
Lydia.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I move to adopt the agenda.
Okay, are there any objections to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, let's move into approval of minutes. If we can start with the January 19th minutes, and thanks again, Arpal, for getting those out to folks. I know you had them posted as well.
Okay. One second while I grab them. At the last meeting, we did not... let's do the January 1st, and we'll have a discussion about the other part of stuff, I guess. At the last meeting, we did not approve the minutes from January. So... I would move that we approve the minutes of the January 19th, 2006 Governance Committee meeting.
I think I saw a correction that was needed in those minutes. I'm trying to find the I think I have it here. It was in this contract working group stuff. There was a sentence or two that didn't make any sense. Let me see if I can find it.
Contracts policy?
Yeah.
Grace, is that an amendment then to the agenda, I mean, to the minutes of the 19th?
I think, let me make sure I have it. It was in your email. Let's see, this was the, yeah, it must have been the 19th. So I'm scrolling down, and I thought I could find it so easily. You know, I can't find it. If I when I find it, I'll let you know. Let's just can we do the other minutes first? Maybe I can find it.
Actually, the minutes can be amended at any time.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any additional amendments to or concerns about the January 19th meeting? Okay, can we table it maybe till the end of, no, maybe till the end of the meeting, just so that Grace has a chance to find that correction?
Yeah. I think it was, I'm looking too late in the minutes. So, yeah, as soon as I find it, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, thanks, Grace.
So there's a motion to table then?
Yeah. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, let's move to the April 27th minutes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, which minutes are we dealing with right now?
We were just dealing with the January 19th minutes. They were minutes that we had previously forgotten to approve.
Okay, I just want to abstain on them.
Okay. We'll vote on them in a minute. Let's go to the April 27th minutes.
Okay. Now here we basically have two versions up there. The reason why we have two versions is there's the regular version that's up there, and then one member has requested that all the roll call votes be in there. Now I've posted a sort of alternate version of the minutes with the roll call votes in. And the committee has, in the past, done it where the roll call votes don't go in, although if somebody ever asked, we would, of course, I guess, put it in. But since we're online like this, since we can't see each other, all of our votes have to be roll call votes. And so it isn't like we're an in-person meeting where if you do a roll call vote, you, of course, record that. Because here we'd end up recording everything. So we have a choice of we can continue doing what we've been doing now, where if somebody says, well, I'd like the roll call vote to be put into the minutes, I guess we'd have a vote on that. Or we can do it where all minutes will have all roll call votes in them. I think that putting all the roll call votes in kind of makes it a little bit more difficult to read, but if people want that completeness, it is there. So I've given the committee an alternate example of what that would be like. So And we have both versions of the April 27th minutes up there. So I guess the thing is we'd need to know first, do people want the way the minutes have been getting done so far, or do people want the roll call votes always included? And after we decide that, then we decide which of those sets of minutes to try to approve.
I have a question, Paul.
Yeah.
Our Paul. If you're taking the notes, you have the minutes, you have the notes. If we vote not to have the roll call votes extended at every minute, you still have them in case somebody has a problem with a particular vote and wants to know who voted what way?
Yes, because of the nature of it here, we take a roll call and I write it down.
You keep a record of it for some time.
Yes, I keep that. I have a raw file that I keep stuff in because, in my experience, the thing to do is to write down more than is necessary. That way, you make sure you get what is necessary. So, yes, I have the roll calls preserved for all of these things.
Okay, I would suggest that we do the non-roll call, and if someone is interested in a particular vote, they can always get that information.
Okay, I like Deb's suggestion, especially until we have the conversation of whether or not we want to include roll call votes. So why don't we assume that the minutes before the body or the committee are the ones that do not include the roll call votes, since that's standard kind of procedure for us. And then once we have our discussion about whether or not to include roll call votes, if we do decide to, then we have those minutes to substitute.
Okay, so that's still an agenda item, and we will get to talk about that later.
Yes. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the April 27th minutes if there are no further corrections, or if there aren't any corrections.
This is Grace Aaron. I so move.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the April 27th minutes? All right, hearing none, let's move on to the PNB report back.
Okay, I'm ready for the January 19th minute.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
Now, it's hard to find it. There are two places in those minutes that have a list that goes from 1 to 6, okay? It's the paragraph right after the second list. It's a list of 5 items. And then the paragraph starts, the coordinating committee, open parentheses, for contracts concerning national units or network-wide contracts, close parentheses, or the LSD, open parentheses, for contracts concerning local stations, close parentheses, shall have authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts if it feels that review or approval are to fulfill responsibilities defined in the bylaws necessary. I don't understand that. Is necessary? Is there a word missing there? That sentence doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, this is Bob. I remember that. That phrase, to fulfill bylaws or whatever it is, that was meant to be at the end of that sentence. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. So if it feels that review or approval are desirable or necessary to fulfill bylaws, that's where the phrase should have gone.
Okay, so that needs to be corrected then.
All right, hold. Okay, so I have. Okay, I'm searching on the string coordinating committee open paren.
Right.
So this doesn't occur the first time. Does this?
It's the amended version later, the second
motion
time.
As amended. Okay, so shall have authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts if it feels that review or approval are to fulfill
responsibility. It should end with the word are and jump to the word necessary and then go back to the words to fulfill responsibilities defined in the bylaws.
Now that makes sense.
Press PNB review.
Just moving the word necessary to the middle of the sentence instead of the end, that's all.
Okay, so where would it go?
Between the words are and to. So it's review or approval are necessary to fulfill, et cetera.
Okay. All right.
I was happy with the rest.
Okay, so...
Except, and I know this is stupid, but at the end of that paragraph, there are two periods, and there should be only one.
Oh, okay, yep, got it.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the January 19th meeting as amended.
I so move. This is Grace. Grace.
Okay, are there any objections?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Let's go to a roll call quickly, Arpal.
Okay.
Point of order, Julie.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that in this situation. It could just say there was no objection and one abstention.
Okay. Thank you.
That's expedited.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is the PNB report back. Bob, did you want to give us an update of what happened to the motions we sent to the PNB?
Sure, yeah. Pretty quick because there were three motions that that had been passed, and the first one, we had time only to present the first one, and then the time allotted for the governance committee report was expired. And that was the one recommending the creation of an inclusion working group. And so that was presented. There was debate about it. One of the criticisms was that it included anyone elected by the Signal Area Committee of Inclusion, and the bylaws actually does not specify that they have to be a member of the PNB or the LSB. They can be anyone. And so I then offered an amendment to say that the person elected to this inclusion working group, which would be the coordinating body, would have to be either a PNB or an LSB member. That amendment passed, but then the main motion was defeated by 9-7. So that's on that motion. And then just to refresh people's memory, the other two motions we had approved was one recommending that the PNB determine the notice date for the amendment offered by six directors concerning the section on at-large directors be June 1st. And so that wasn't gotten to, so that means we're going to deal with it at our June 2nd through 4th meeting in New York. And obviously that notice date will have to be at least a little bit changed. And then the final one we had approved was alternates can be elected to all PNB committees, and those alternates shall have a voice but no vote unless the elected person permanently vacates. So, again, that will be deferred to the June 2nd through 4th meeting. So that's it.
Thanks, Bob. Are there any questions?
This is Wendy. Bob, could you say again what your amendment was that you offered to the PNB after the governance committee passed the motion they passed on the inclusion working group?
Yeah. The original motion said that that the inclusion working group would consist of five representatives, one elected by each Signal Area Committee of Inclusion. So my amendment limited the five representatives to requiring that all five of them must be members of either the LSB or the PNB.
Okay, and the reason that it changed after it left the governance committee?
No, it didn't change. That was
the reason
in my personal capacity as a board member, I offered that. I made it clear I wasn't speaking on behalf of the committee. I presented what the committee passed as the committee's motion, and then mm-hmm. I personally offered something because I heard an objection in debate.
Okay, yeah, that was my point. I know how that works. I mean, that happens. The debate has its own personality, and so sometimes you have to do that. Okay, thanks.
If there aren't any further questions, thank you very much, Bob. Let's move right along to the working groups report backs. And I just listed the working groups in alphabetical order, so if we could start with the bylaws working group.
Yeah, this is George Reiter.
Hi, George.
Hi. We weren't able to get a convening before this meeting. It's set for next Tuesday. We're still trying to figure out what phone number to use.
It's set for next Tuesday?
Did I say Tuesday? I'm sorry. I meant Thursday.
Next Thursday? Okay.
The 25th, what time?
I assume 7:30 Central Time. Isn't that the usual time?
8:30 Eastern. We try to say it in Eastern because that's what Otis's calendar does. And they're the latest.
Okay. Can you send just to the... to the committee, to the Yahoo groups, the date and time for that. And if there's no conflicting meetings, you can use the same number. I think that's what we've been trying to do.
And our Paul can help you, or I think, with that and with posting and whatever that needs to be done.
The difficulty is that there is a meeting already on that date, so we need that alternate number, which I don't know, which we can't say on right now either. So.
Okay.
Someone will have to email us the thing so we can fill out a form and get it in there.
Okay.
There's lots of phone numbers. Finding the time everybody can do it is the hardest part.
Okay. Wendy, maybe can you send out the phone numbers to our Paul?
I'm assuming they're the same as they were when I was on the PIB. I mean, if you want to write to Lynn Magno, she has a whole list of... since we still have this conference call company that we're using right now, there is another number that...
Yeah, the one that... Right. The
I can send that out.
Okay.
Thanks, Wendy. And then, George, once you get that number, if you could just send notice to the rest of the board, or to the rest of the committee, sorry. And
sure.
Thank you for getting that going. Next, we have the code of conduct.
Okay, we have better news this week. We were able to convene a meeting of the Code of Conduct Working Group of the Governance Committee. It was this past Tuesday, and the people that were able to appear were Deb Shapto, myself, Grace Aaron from KPFK, Bob Letter, WBAI, and we didn't hear from Rosalinda, AC Verter, Jim Brown. But it was really great that we were able to have a larger group to start talking about this stuff. And Bob took some pretty good notes. We did end up staying on the call a lot longer than I thought we would. So we were kind of all over the place because everybody has different ideas of what we're supposed to be doing. But here is what we decided to provide in the report. And I want to thank Bob very much for condensing our thoughts and putting it into some bullet points. We realized that we did not have the actual motion that the PNB referred to the governance committee, which was that, I mean, in my recollection is that we're supposed to come up with a standard code of conduct to be voted on by the governance committee and then the PNB, some kind of policies and procedures, just so that we are all working from the same page. But we don't have the original motion, and so I've asked the PNB to provide that and haven't really gotten a response yet, but I think that now that there's a couple more PNB members on this call, maybe we can help expedite that. But I'm asking for the original motion that referred this item to the governance committee. And number two is Bob's recollection is that the PNB referred a motion, that Ken Freeland had gotten a motion passed at the PNB asking for an investigation of, the KPFT actually has a code of conduct. We have a couple of different versions of it. It was first established for anyone involved in the station at all, and then the LSB decided to adjudicate their own, they would use the same format, but when the complaints came, they would not go to the station manager the way the regular procedure is laid out right now. They would come to the LSB, who would hear their own issues on their own members. So Bob is going to get that PNB motion. I guess I should have just asked for both of them at the same time. But anyway, Bob is going to ask for the Ken Freeland word, the wording on the motion that Ken got passed at the PNB that was about investigating the handling of current code of conduct complaints at KPFT. They decided that the PNB should look into it, and the PNB referred it to the governance committee. So anyway, Bob was going to handle that one. Number three is we decided, you know, since there were so many different, it's a daunting task to come up with what are acceptable methods of conduct in the free speech radical radio network. And so we decided to tackle it just to try to get what we can all agree on, see consensus on the clearest forms of what is obviously, well, Bob said it pretty good in this note, but try to see consensus on the clearest forms of conduct that should be included in a code of conduct. I mean, of course, we're not talking about, you know, wonderful conduct. We're talking about negative conduct. But we're gonna just do what we all agree on first, and then work on, you know, things that are harder to build consensus on. I offered to ask other stations what if any of them have any kind of standards and processes regarding conduct. And what we can, you know, if we get anything like that, then we can use what they have and find out what's working, what's not working. So I'm seeking input from other community radio stations on what types of standards and processes they have. And then we had, for number five, the working group defeated by a 2-2 vote. We only had four people, so 2-2 is a failing vote. We had the following motion: that the working group should restrict its work on a code of conduct covering members of LSVs and the PNB only, with the proviso that in the future the code of conduct may be broadened to include staff and management after consultation with staff and management and possible modifications. Two of the members on the call thought that that was a good idea, and two thought it wasn't. So, and then the next meeting of the working group is going to be, we picked two dates. We actually picked one date, but since we had three people that weren't on the call, we're putting it out there and asking them before we make a final decision. But our first choice for the next meeting was June 13th at 8:30 Eastern, or if they don't like that, then Thursday, June 8th at 8:30 p.m. So we're polling our members to see when we can meet again. But we're started, we're off and running, and I want to thank everybody that came to this meeting.
Great. Thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome.
That report. And thank you, too, for sending the notes out.
You're welcome.
Are there any questions for the Code of Conduct Working Group?
Yes, I have a question. What are those two possible meeting dates?
Okay, Tuesday, June 13th at 8:30 Eastern, or the Thursday before that, which is Thursday, June 8th at 8:30 Eastern.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions? All right, hearing none, let's move on to contracts. Who is the convener for contracts?
If you're going to call back in the next little bit, you can call back at this number, the date, 236-4076.
And anyone? Let me look it up real quick.
I have a point of information.
Yes. Oh, actually, Serene, we have you as the convener.
For what?
For the contracts working group.
Well, I guess I haven't done it. I didn't realize I was the convener. I'll get on it this week, or by the weekend anyway.
Okay.
So there's no report.
Thank you very much. What was your point of info?
With regard to the motion that failed in the code of conduct group.
Mm-hmm. But
if I wanted to address it in this committee meeting, what would I need to do? I guess it's a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Great. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You mean can you attend the Code of Conduct Working Group meeting?
No. I actually like the motion that failed, and I'd like us to address it. I'm wondering what the process would be to actually bring that to the floor of this committee.
We can add it as an agenda item of new business.
Oh, okay, cool. I'd like to do that.
This is Wendy?
Yeah?
What about if the member joins the Code of Conduct Working Group?
That would be my suggestion. I think that might be an easier way, and then that way it comes from the working group back to the rest of the committee, and so whatever modifications need to happen.
Yeah, and let me just say, I mean, we just started throwing ideas around. This was basically the first meeting, even though Bob and I attended another one, but you're perfectly welcome to join this group, and it's not really developed enough to bring it to the governance committee is my thought.
Okay, and that's your view, and I appreciate that. I'm actually not offering to join a working group. I'm sort of overcommitted, and it doesn't make sense to stretch myself any thinner, although I would perhaps like to be a little thinner than I am. I do understand. I'd like that motion to be discussed in this committee, so I am asking that it stay on as new business.
Okay.
Thanks.
Because we've approved the agenda, we would have to add it as new business for next meeting. Is that fine?
That's fine, thanks.
Point of order?
Yes.
New business is for new business. People can bring up anything they please on a new business. So when we get to new business, the member can bring it up there, period. Doesn't have to be on the agenda because the new business is on the agenda.
So,
in other words, she could bring it up. We don't have to approve the agenda
you.
Thing or anything.
That's not an amendment of the agenda?
No, because new business is what do people want to bring up? What new stuff? New business is new. So under new business, you can bring up something that you want to bring up. I mean, the agenda doesn't exist to exclude things. It exists to order things. So we get done with all of our business. Then we say, is there any new business? The member says, yeah, I have this. And we go on from there. Any member can bring up whatever under new business.
Can I ask a parliamentary question? What category is new business that's identified? Is that it doesn't have to be new business? It could just be something you suggest at the beginning of the meeting and it's put in whatever order it's put in, and then new business is just for wild card stuff that comes up later?
Right. New business is basically wild card, I guess, is a way of putting it. Basically, we prioritize what we'll take in what order so that we make sure we get to it. That's the idea of the rest of the agenda. But there's always the possibility to bring up something new for just this reason, because maybe you go down a whole load of stuff and something someone wants to address isn't in there. And when you get to new business, they get to say, hey, I have this new thing.
Okay, but if you have something you plan that is new, you're saying it doesn't have to be under new business. It can just be an item on the agenda.
No, it is new business. I don't understand that plan new. What do you mean, Wendy? You're confusing me.
I'm just asking. I mean, what we do on our agenda. I mean, we don't actually ever get to new business most of the time, but. After a couple of years, this is the first time I've heard of this. We always have items that weren't carried over from before that are that I consider new business that we've always been putting in new business on our own local board. I don't know.
Can I take a crack at this, Wendy? If you can send something in ahead of time, and it still goes in new business if it's the first time it's ever been on there. But if it's been on the agenda and you didn't get to it, then it becomes old business.
Right,
I understand. Business. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'm done.
For purposes of this meeting, sorry for misspeaking, Serene. I'll add the code of conduct motion after the ad hoc members of working groups. And so if we do have time, then we will get to it. And at the rate that we're going, if we keep going this quickly, we will get to it. So thank you for that point of clarification, R. Paul. Let's move on now to policies and procedures. Oh, Mark Hernandez isn't here. Is anyone from the Policies and Procedures Working Group, have you all
yes.
met?
No.
Okay.
Who just
Mark
said
Kevin.
No?
Pardon?
Zarpol. Who just said no?
Richard Phelps.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark has never convened it, so I don't know, maybe somebody else should.
Yeah, I think we said in the last meeting that we would send out one more notification, and if the conveners that were previously named hadn't convened by then, that we would name a new one. Since Mark's not on the call, I would like to name a new convener if folks are amenable. And if someone from the committee right now, the roster that I have is Mark, Richard, Deb, Wendy, and Bob, if one of you all would like to convene it.
I will if nobody else will.
All right. Thank you, Deb, for taking that on. If you can also just notify the rest of the committee when
okay.
you all will be meeting, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
So, part of information. So, Deb Shafto volunteered to do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Reluctantly, but did, yes.
Thanks, Deb. Okay, the first item that we have under new business is whether or not we want to record roll call votes in the minutes. I have 15 minutes for this, so... I'll go ahead and take a stack.
Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay. You know, since we're on the phone and we're reporting what we do, and the secretary is recording the way every person votes, I think it would be really helpful to include that information in the minutes. I understand it's a little bit harder for the secretary. But with, you know, I'm assuming he's taking notes on a computer anyway. It's a cut and paste kind of thing. The PNB has been doing it since day one. It's very helpful for the members to see how the different people vote. And it also helps when we're approving minutes to know if it was right or not, because we all know how we voted on things. So my suggestion is to indeed include it in the minutes. And... rather than, you know, risk inaccuracy.
Okay, thanks, Wendy. Are there any further comments on this?
Arpol.
Richard.
Okay, Arpol.
Go ahead, Arpol.
Richard.
Okay, my whole thing is it's up to the group. The group says to do it, I'll just do it in there. The only thing I think people need to consider before they say one way or the other is readability of the minutes, because again, what the way I've been doing it, I think this is the way it's done, is you have the motion, and then you will put basically a little grid in back of it that shows how everybody voted in a roll call, and it isn't quite perfectly chronological that way. For instance, the disposition of a motion is always put right after the motion. Somebody makes a motion, I move we all wear funny hats. In the minutes, it goes down, X makes a motion, we wear funny hats, and then you put into disposition, passed or failed, and what the vote is. So if you do roll call, you would then have immediately after that the roll call. However, you would then have after that whatever else might be happening in there, which would include, you know, points of order or an amendment or something like that. So people would have to understand when they're reading it that when you put in a roll call vote, the roll call vote won't show up where it chronologically happened. It'll show up where it logically happened, which are frequently different things. But basically, you know, it's doable. We can see from the other minutes that if people want it, I'll do it. That's it.
This is Lydia. Can you put me on the stack?
Sure. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, I'm sympathetic to the fact that it causes our secretary or any secretary a little more work. But I think fundamentally, when you have a representative democracy, it's just absolutely required that votes, you know, people know how people vote because we're representing people, and they need to know if we're doing what they want us to do. And that's the only way, you know, you can be held accountable. really. I mean, you can, everybody can talk all they want outside the meetings, but how you vote, you know, says what you're really doing. And that needs to be recorded for all to see. Otherwise, we don't have transparency, and our democracy is not reaching its fullest abilities.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Lydia?
Yes. I mean, I think, number one, because we are streaming and because you can go online and listen to our meetings and so forth, that the roll call vote is not necessary. I feel fairly strongly, not a do-or-die situation, but about the readability of the minutes. We have so little follow-through in terms of our motions as it is, and anyone who has gone back to try to find out what we have passed and so on and so forth knows how tedious it is and how what a huge task it is. And add to that votes in between our amendments and so forth, entire roll call votes for a 15-member committee, I think it would be, you know, way too much, especially because we are being publicly streamed. There's always the audio record, and because the secretary has the backup of the roll call should anything come into question. But anyway, so that's how I feel. I think that we should, if someone wants that particular vote to be included as a roll call vote and calls for it in the course of the meeting, of course that can be included at that time. But as a matter of practice, I think we shouldn't need to include it.
Okay, thanks, Lydia. Are there any further comments? Okay. Hearing none, I realize that we don't have a motion actually before us right now. So I don't know if the discussion has led to us wanting to create a motion or to just proceeding as we always have.
Well, this is Lydia. I'll move to not include the roll call vote unless someone calls for it, and otherwise proceed as we have and just ask ARPOL to have the backup roll call vote.
Point of order?
Yes.
Okay, a motion to not do anything different really is, I don't think we need a motion not to change anything.
Okay.
So I would say if somebody wants to make a motion to include all the roll call votes,
okay,
that would be in order, but this is...
Okay.
This is Wendy.
Then I withdraw my non-motion.
This is Wendy. I will move that roll call votes are included in the minutes.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this motion?
Question?
Yes.
Would that be all roll call votes? I think that's what you want.
Yes, yes.
All roll call votes.
Okay. Are there any objections?
I thought I got to until that last question. This is George. What you really mean is that all votes will be treated as roll call votes.
Yeah. Make an amendment then. Or should I change it? Yes. Okay.
I'm trying to get the sense of what we're talking about.
On teleconferences of the Governance Committee, all roll call votes will be treated... all votes will be treated as roll call votes and recorded in the minutes.
I have a question. This is Grace.
Information also.
Go ahead, Grace, and then Tareen.
My question is, there are a lot of votes that you really don't even have to be noted in the minutes, such as approval of the agenda, approval of minutes, things like that, and having to have a roll call vote on every one of those items would lengthen the committee meeting. So I think that it should be amended to all significant votes or all...
Well, Grace, I don't think that when
Are we observing a stack or what?
Yes, we are, Serene. You're after Grace. Go ahead. Grace, are you done?
This is Jim. I'd like to be added to the stack also.
Wow. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
And then Wendy, please.
Okay. So, Grace, were you...
I'm just saying that I would be in favor of the motion if it just has to do with the main motions, not the stuff like calling the question, approving the agenda, approving the minutes, things that we just ask, is it okay if there's no objection to this, we'll move on, et cetera, et cetera. So just the main motions.
Okay. Thanks, Grace. Serene?
Can our stack?
What was that? Our Paul?
Yeah, on the stack, please.
Okay.
The reason that we do call names is because we're doing it by phone. If we were all sitting in a room together, every vote wouldn't necessarily, unless someone specifically requested a roll call vote, every vote would not be treated as a roll call vote. So I think it's an unnecessary step, and we should just sort of focus on getting the work done and moving along with the process. Anyone who wants to verify how someone voted can either go to the archive or can make a specific request. You know, if there's a need, if someone specifically requests a roll call vote on a particular issue, that's fine. Otherwise, just move on with the normal course of business. We're just using the telephone and the Internet as, you know, that's our virtual conference room. There's no need to develop a, you know, needless lengthy process just because.
Okay, thanks, Serene. Jim?
Yes, I agree with Serene. I think when there's a need for a roll call vote, they should be recorded in the minutes. And at any given time, you may call for a roll call vote, but we don't have to treat every vote that we take as a roll call vote.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Wendy?
Well, really, the whole idea is to inform the public of what we're doing and be able to tell what we're doing ourselves. And, the fact that we're on the phone, it's an amazing thing that we can do that. We have streaming, and yes, we have archives, but these are the minutes that people can go just read what happened, including ourselves. It's hard enough to get people to see what we're doing, that, you know, then we have to ask them to, well, no, then you have to have this right stuff on your computer to go be able to listen to it. It's great that we have all these different ways to do it. And the whole idea is just so that people understand what's happening. We have elections coming up. Perhaps people might like to know how their elected representatives that are in there now, what they're doing that's great for the network, or, you know, just what's going on. So I really feel strongly about this. There is no reason to, you know, the secretary is writing down everything that we do already. There is no reason to take that out. The PNB does it. The PNB has recorded there's a list of the names. They put a yes or a no next to each person's name. It's not that big a deal. It's certainly not hampering anything. Of course, Grace, we wouldn't write down everybody as a yes if something passed without objection. It's, maybe the wording needs to change, I guess, if it sounds like that's what I'm asking for. That's not what I'm asking for. Just, you know, I mean, it's not a huge committee. Everybody doesn't show up. Just say how people voted on things. There's nothing factional about this or anything. It's just, let's just say what we did. And it's no big deal. I'm surprised that it even needs to come to a vote. But, you know, so anyway, I'm very much in favor of just saying what people did. I'm proud of what I do, and I'll say it when I'm not.
Bob.
Okay, we have R. Paul, and then Bob, and then
Richard would like to be on the stack.
Okay, Richard, we only have 3 minutes left on this agenda item, so we may have to vote to extend if you still want to comment. But go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I think the motion got metamorphosed a bit out of what it was being here. I think the thing the maker of the motion wants is when there is a roll call, she wants that recorded. And maybe it should be rephrased that way, something like, on all votes where a roll call is taken, the roll call shall be in the minutes, something like that. Because we already take the roll, so putting it in there can be done. And I don't think we can say on, like, the important motions or something like that. right now we just don't put them in, and nobody's ever requested a particular one go in, because then we'd have to vote on a roll call and all. And all of our votes where we vote on anything, really, where it is anything other than passing without objection, is a roll call vote. And so I would say that if the way to phrase it would be something like on any vote where a roll call is taken, the roll call shall go in a minute, something like that, rather than dancing around some roll calls will go in and some won't. That starts getting confusing, and I'll never figure out what people want. So I think we should have basically an all or nothing at all policy, because that makes it clear.
Are you making an amendment?
I think you just clarified what you were asking for, Wendy.
Yes, I did. Hey, let's stick to the stack. We're running out of time, Bob. We have 1 minute left.
Well, I just think the issue here is not about openness of results. It's about encouraging people to actually try to read these minutes and get something out of them. And our poll pointed out, as it is, to insert a roll call in there is going to create a little bit of difficulty because of where it's put in, which isn't an argument against having them in at all. But to have them in for every single item, no matter how small, like calling the question, for instance, for people who are that absolutely interested in every detail of how everyone voted on the most minor things, there are other places to find that. But the surest way, I mean, people as it is don't have much interest in minutes, but you can be sure that even fewer people will ever bother to look at this if it's this endless list of all kinds of votes on all kinds of things. I think if anyone thinks a vote is substantive, all they have to say is, I'd like to request that this be included in the minutes. And, you know, I really doubt that anyone's going to object. I don't think we'll even have to take a roll call on that, because it'll just be, well, of course, this is a big issue. There's differences of opinion. Of course we want it reflected in the minutes. So that option will always exist, but without overburdening the reader of these minutes into kind of sorting through these endless lists of who voted which way on lots of different things.
Okay, we're at time, so unless we move to extend, we need to go to a vote right now.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, are there any objections?
Is that Wendy who moved to extend?
Yes.
5 minutes.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do a quick roll call. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 1 second. All right. Grace Aaron.
Is this on the motion?
This is on extending for 5 minutes.
No.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
A.C. Byrd? Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez? Bob Lederer?
No.
R. Paul Martin? I would say yes. Rosalinda Palacios? Richard Phelps?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Doreen Roberts?
No.
Is that a no?
No. Yes, it's a no.
Julie Rodriguez?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay. I have 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 against.
So I suppose it's too late to make that a roll call vote, right?
Okay, I have that the motion fails, so we're going to move to a vote on the motion before us. If folks, I hear a little bit of background noise, if folks just can remember, star 6 is mute.
Is star 6?
Yes.
Okay, well, as soon as you get the vote, I'll star 6.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let me read the motion so that we're... Let me read the motion and copy the motion to put it in somewhere. The motion as I have it is, on teleconferences of the governance committee, all votes will be treated as roll call votes and be included in the minutes.
Okay, are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay, let's move to a roll call vote.
Do you hear that, Aaron?
I would request that this vote be recorded.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I abstain.
Well,
I think our pause is getting ready.
I'm writing down so I don't forget to include. There you go. Okay, pardon me. All right. We're now going to the roll call vote on the main motion. Grace Aaron.
I abstain.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
Jim Brown.
No.
A.C. Bird. Cade Campbell. Mark Hernandez. Bob Lederer.
No.
R. Paul Martin abstain. Rosalinda Palacios. Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Doreen Roberts?
No.
Julie Rodriguez?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay, I have 2-4, 7 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, the motion fails.